From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Britain's decision to leave the EU sends world stock prices plummeting. By more than a million votes, Britain's voted to leave the European Union, and Prime Minister David Cameron, the leader of the fight to remain in the EU, has announced he will step down. As VOA's Luis Ramirez reports, the uncertainty about the future of the EU's second-largest economy sent markets and Britain's currency in a nosedive.
With his mandate evaporating, revelers called on Cameron to resign. Moments later, an announcement.
The British people have made a very clear decision to take a different path. And as such, I think the country requires fresh leadership to take it in this direction.
The stunning decision to quit Europe opens a new chapter of uncertainty for Britain, but also one of opportunity. Britain must now work to forge new trade relationships with continental Europe and begin the process of disentangling from the EU, a process that began more than 40 years ago with what was then the European Economic Community.
VOA's Luis Ramirez. Meanwhile, President Barack Obama says he has spoken to British Prime Minister David Cameron and is confident the UK is committed to an orderly transition out of the European Union. Speaking at Stanford University Friday, Mr. Obama said that he talked to the Prime Minister and reassured him that the relationship with Britain would not change.
Our NATO alliance will remain a cornerstone of global security, and in a few weeks we'll be meeting in Warsaw for the NATO summit. And our shared values, including our commitment to democracy and pluralism and opportunity for all people in a globalized world, that will continue to unite all of us.
Mr. Obama then said he had called German Chancellor Angela Merkel and agreed that the United States and our European allies will work closely together. This is VOA News. The head of the International Monetary Fund said Friday the decision by the British people to leave the European Union should be respected. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde said it is important that Britain and the EU work together to ensure the negotiation process, and that it be carried out as smoothly as possible.
I welcome the measures announced today by the Bank of England and the European Central Bank to support the banking system as needed and to guard against excess volatility and to provide what is necessary.
Lagarde said the IMF will closely monitor developments on the matter and will work with its members to ensure the resilience and stability of the global economy in the days ahead. Pope Francis again denounced Friday the World War I mass killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide when he met with Armenia's president Serge Sargsyan. Francis, who is on a three-day visit to the country, used the Armenian term Metsyagern, but added to his prepared text the word genocide to refer to what he called the first of the deplorable series of catastrophes of the past century.
Quella tragedia, quel genocidio.
Historians estimate that up to 1.5 million Armenians were killed by Ottoman Turks between 1915 and 1917. Many scholars have viewed the event as the 20th century's first genocide. While Turkey acknowledges that hundreds of thousands of Armenians died, it has denied that their killings were the result of genocide. Israel's military says that its troops shot and killed a Palestinian woman after she rammed her vehicle into a West Bank checkpoint Friday, injuring two Israelis. The army said in a statement the woman accelerated and crashed into a stationary vehicle at the entrance of the settlement of Kiryat Arba. The two injured Israeli civilians were taken to a local hospital. The Kiryat Arba settlement is near the West Bank city of Hebron, which has long been a flashpoint in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. News of the Brexit sent world stock markets and the value of the British pound tumbling on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at one point had dropped to its lowest level in more than 10 years. The industrials closed down 3.39%, the S&P 500 lost 3.6%, and the NASDAQ dropped 4.12%. European and Asian markets were also sharply lower. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.